This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Barbara Bogave. Senior citizens got a warning from the president in his State of the Union speech this week. He said big entitlement programs like Social Security and Medicare may undergo some modest reforms. Proposals for cuts to services are never well received by seniors, but we do need to save some money somewhere. And that gave commentator Lori Eber an idea.
Reputable economists are predicting that baby boomers like me will bankrupt Social Security and Medicare. And millennials like my niece Lynn are none too pleased by this prospect. And would you believe some of them have even taken to calling us parasites and leeches? At the risk of offending my fellow boomers, I propose that we give up our senior discounts. It seems like the least we can do. After all, every time I get an old age price break, a Gen Yer somewhere is subsidizing me. As a 57-year-old, I qualify to purchase a host of goods and services at prices 10 to 20% lower than my under 50 friends. I've racked my lawyer brain but can't come up with any justification for this youngster tax. While this seems like a form of reverse age discrimination, it's not illegal. That's because those laws only apply to employers. These discounts have been around since the 50s and were instigated by AARP. They now pervade almost every industry, from restaurants to clothing stores to the national parks. Perhaps there was some justification for giving oldsters a break 60 years ago when Social Security benefits were stingy, people like my parents retired at 65 and expired soon thereafter. But things have changed. Today, people over 65 are less likely than younger people to live below the poverty line. Not only that, they have the highest net wealth of any age group. These discounts are now absurd. If I live to 100, I'll be entitled to a senior discount for half of my life. I, like a lot of boomers, don't need the price break. My niece Lynn, who just graduated from college and can't get a job, is more deserving. So, I'm appealing to my generation. Why not be a little magnanimous and give up your senior discounts? If nothing else, it might buy you some goodwill with your kids.
Lori Eber blogs about aging and elder care at agingbeatsthealternative.com.